Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
Imagine falling asleep on your flight and you wake up and somebody has braided your hair, but you don't know who did it.
Oh my God.
Because that's what happened to this woman.
Mo, has anyone ever braided your hair?
I can't say. They would struggle to do it if they try.
So Mo, I know you spent a majority of your life on airplanes this past weekend, flying from Atlanta to LA to New York, back to Atlanta. So when I saw this story, I wanted to ask you, like, if you've ever witnessed anything, if you what you would do in this situation. But this goes to real.dannyb, and she came with receipts, right? Because I'm like, no, she's making up this story. But it seems pretty legit that she said she fell asleep on a flight and somebody, she has no idea who, braided her hair.
To the man that braided my hair while I was asleep on the plane, I need you to come forth immediately. You sat directly behind me. Some people might say, how did you let somebody braid your hair? First of all, when I get on the plane, I don't sleep. I hibernate. I remember specifically, I'm asleep on the plane and I hear ksh. And I said, who is taking pictures? And when I wake up, it's literally right in my ear. That's where I found the braid. Don't touch people while they're asleep. It's weird.
That is insanely diabolical to touch somebody that you don't know while they're sleeping.
So this reminds me, you know how some things just will stay in your brain forever, no matter how hard you try to unforget? So, how hard you try to forget. I don't know why.
Why did you try to unforget it?
I don't know. How hard you try to forget it. So I remember in high school, in calculus class, all right, my friend Amy, who was on the basketball team, she sat in front of me. There was a guy that sat right behind her. He was a dude in the band. I can picture this like yesterday. And she would lean back to put her hair in like a scrunchie or something like that. And he would put his hand on the edge of his... Oh, wait. He would put his hand on the edge of the desk. So her hair would brush his hand, because as she was leaning back, you know, and it wasn't like super long, but still long enough that it brushed his hand. And then...
No.
This is like seared and burned into my brain.
See why.
And I can't, I feel like I'm never going to be able, and I had to tell her after class. I mean, I had to, like, she's my friend and we play on the basketball team together. And I'm like, hey, I just want you to know that XYZ who sits behind you, when you lean your head back to put your hair in a scrunchie, he touches your hair with his hand and then he smells.
My man do a scratch and sniff. That is a violation.
I would also like to unforget that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if I have to unforget it, you have to unforget it. All right. So Mo, tell us about your like whirlwind weekend.
This was a lot going on this weekend. So if you missed this, yes, I had a packed weekend. I had to fly to LA to keep some reservations that I made with a friend of mine to go to a concert and host an after party. And that was Friday night, just to be back in New York City on Saturday night to be with my family and to attend my sister's first art show on Sunday. So this weekend felt like I think this is probably what it feels like for an A-list celebrity to go on tour. I would imagine this is the life. Like I pretty much just slept where I could, when I could, because I was moving from beginning to end. It was insane. So I got on a flight to get to LA pretty much immediately after work. We got there. I had enough time to go get dinner. And for some reason, before we went to the concert, everybody wanted to do the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Like that was, I don't know why, but that's the one thing all these New Yorkers wanted to see in person. And we went and it was a bit overrated.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like so overrated. It's cool, but to go out your way to go see it when you see it, it doesn't really do what you think it's going to do.
Because you're just looking at stars on the ground.
That's literally it. They're not as clean as you think they are. Like, people obviously walk on them every day. I was like, this is all of the things we could have done that we had this 2-hour window. This is what these grown men chose to do. So I'm like, okay, cool.
What is this?
Yes, you see
that's what they wanted to do.
That's what they and I got there and the plans were made.
They didn't want to go to the Staples Center and see the Kobe Bryant statue.
No.
They wanted to do the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hollywood Walk of Fame. All grown right. men. That's what they wanted to do. So I said, okay. And then one of them wanted to see the sign, like the Hollywood sign. I was like, y'all on your own now. At this point, do your own thing. After that, we go directly to the concert. And then after that, we go to the after party. And by the time we got to the party, it was fun. It was a good time. It was nice to meet with a lot of different people that you know from music and that you grew up listening to, because it was more like an older vibe of like 90s and early 2000s artists who were there. But I feel like we would have had so much more fun if we weren't hosting it. That was like, because hosting it kind of kept you away from the party, whereas everybody in the party was mingling and getting to it. And we're always constantly worried about who's coming up next to perform and who's doing this. So it was fun. I'm glad I did it. We made a couple connections and we got some things lined up. So it was worth it.
Because it's a job, man. Like, you're working.
That's what it is. And the party was a great party until at some point someone started urinating in the middle of the dance floor.
Who?
No. Random guy. Never seen, don't know who this guy is.
Was that zooted?
Yes. I mean, I'm talking about he just, middle of the floor, just pulled it out, just started getting it. And I don't think in his mind he knew where he was, because he's looked so comfortable. Just as everybody is like, you can see people starting to move.
He got kicked out, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was bad for him when security got their hands on him. I'm sure he realized where he was then. But I've never seen anything like that.
Did you see anybody famous at the party? Or did you sign an NDA and you can't say anything?
I can't say anything. But there were famous people there. But I'm not going to front like it was... there was probably one person there that would be like, wow. But most of the people there were like older artists. I mean, if you listen to a lot of R&B or hip-hop in the 90s, early 2000s, you would know a lot of the people that were there.
Okay. Oh, we're talking during the commercial break and you're telling me who was there.
I'll give you the rundown.
Yeah.
So after that, I got to immediately, like, I go from the after party to the airport, get right back on the flight. Jealous of the fact
that. That night?
No, that, like, yeah, because the party went into, because remember, it's L.A.
Yeah.
So it's like the time difference. By the time the party ended, I was on my way to the airport because, yeah, I was leaving that early. So I get there. Flight gets delayed, of course. I thought of y'all because I was like, y'all said something was going to happen.
Classic.
And I was waiting for it.
No, I didn't say it was going to get... Bert said something was going to happen. I just said your buddy was going to make it so that you guys missed your flight on the way out.
Yeah, which thankfully I was traveling back by myself, so he couldn't do that. So I it was delayed, but it wasn't so bad. It's just that by the time I finally got to New York, the family had already been together, and I had missed a lot of that day. So I got there. I went to see my grandmother. That was the only time I could see her. And then I got to sleep for a couple of hours, had to get back up because my sister invites me to the show, but then no one told me that she was going to need help, like, setting up. So I'm thinking I'm showing up late. Nope, we got to get up early, help her get her stuff to the show, which was cool. So we handled that. I made a list of 5 things I saw in New York City in 3 hours, just so people who have never been to New York can get somewhat of an understanding of what New York City is really like. This is what I saw. First off, I saw a man walking a bird.
A bird.
Ever since I saw someone describe New York as the world's largest outside insane asylum, I was like, that's New York. It's like, with so a fitting. Leash?
With a leash. Okay. The man literally walked his bird to the car, got in the car, and then tied the leash to the antenna, and the bird sat on the car and waited for him to come out the store. I took a picture of it.
Perfectly normal. I don't see the issue.
It's just New York. Then I saw a dog on a scooter with his owner. They both had scooters, and the dog had his own scooter with legs on the scooter and paws on the handlebars.
Shut up.
I promise you. Took video of that, too. Couldn't believe it. I'm like, well, New York. I saw a man who was on a bicycle, and he had his dog behind him in, like, a basket, and he had a handle of Hennessy in the front. I guess the man was just riding. I don't know. I saw 2 people being very... very friendly at a bus stop. At a bus stop, broad daylight. I'm talking about friendly.
Ew.
Yeah, it was that too. And then last, I saw a car accident, which was bad. But the guy, like, no one was hurt. But I never saw a car accident, like, right in front of you.
Oh, you heard the crunch?
Like, the crunch. And then the guy gets out the car and just walked away, drinking a coffee. I just got out the car, drinking coffee, and tried to run from the scene. And the other guy is trying to get out the car, but the door is jammed to tell the guy, come back, because we just got into a car accident. Like, where are you going? The guy was just casually walking. And then from there, I went to my sister's show, and it was amazing. Yes. It was the least entertaining part of the trip because it was so normal. But she was great. She actually sold more paintings than anyone there.
Shut up.
Yep, awesome. She sold the most paintings of everyone there. I mean, like, people were coming to her table so much that she didn't have time to breathe. She was so overwhelmed. But I told her that's a good thing, and this is all a part of her journey. So I am super proud of my baby sister.
Oh, man, she's stupid talented. But it's one thing for your family and friends to tell you you're talented, but when strangers come up and want to buy your stuff, then all of a sudden you believe it.
It's a whole nother thing. That's true.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.